Welcome to American Dissident Voices. I'm Kevin Alfred Strom. I have zero interest in professional sports, though I do think that proper youth and adult sports can be an important part of our culture and education system. But National Alliance Chairman Will Williams suggested that I look into the latest corruption scandal in that so-called industry. So I did some reading on the topic, and what I found is worse than I even imagined. Now, sports are a healthy phenomenon. They build strong bodies, physical skills, mental sharpness, and team and community spirit. But professional sports teams, increasingly owned by Jews and the sleaziest kinds of whites, and constantly chasing maximum profit at all times, have corrupted what should be a noble pursuit. First, they started recruiting mercenary, money-seeking players from anywhere in the country. So the quote-unquote local team was anything but local, while using slick Jewish PR men and lots of ad dollars to keep the locals loyal to quote-unquote their team. Then, with the advent of the misnamed civil rights era, they made the teams multiracial, and the PR men cranked up the propaganda level to 11, with the end result being white men rooting for and worshiping and identifying with imported Africans and Asians and Browns of varying origins as supposedly being my hometown team that my family has always supported. And all the while, these Congoids and mestizos and whatever are using their undeserved millions of dollars and openly engaging in sexual relationships with white women. A greater mental and spiritual sickness on the part of the white fans can hardly be imagined. If you feel some kind of loyalty or a warm, fuzzy feeling toward your pro sports team in 2025, something is wrong with you. Seek help. And who runs legalized sports betting? DraftKings, based in Boston, is the leader and is run by Matt Kalish, Jason Robbins, and Paul Lieberman. Their revenue last year was $4.7 billion. The heavily Jewish Las Vegas casino operators are also major players. Legalized gambling now allows bets on the smallest of occurrences in these sickening games. If a second-string player is called in more often or less often or earlier or later than usual, you can bet on that. These are called prop or proposition bets. If a given player scores more or less than he does on average, you can bet on that, and 100 other variations. As you might imagine, this sort of gambling is just asking for corruption. It would be a lot easier to fake a sprained ankle and leave the game early than to engineer a completely thrown game, the way they had to cheat in the old days. A century ago, American inventor Henry Ford told us that Jews had already ruined American sports. In chapter 45 of his book, The International Jew, titled Jewish Gamblers Corrupt American Baseball, Ford shows us that Jewish gamblers had infiltrated and corrupted American baseball, leading to widespread match fixing and a decline in the sport's integrity. He proves that Jewish gamblers, influencers, and fixers made it commonplace for players to accept bribes to throw games. Ford expressed it by saying that the sport had been passed into the hands of the Jews and could only be saved by removing their influence. Ford's documentation continued in his chapter 46, Jewish Degradation of American Baseball, where he describes how non-Jewish managers and players feared speaking out against the corruption due to the power and influence of Jewish individuals in the sport and in the sports media. He documents the fact that various forms of misconduct, including tampering with gate receipts, were due to Jewish involvement, proving them to be a detrimental force to the game's purity. Spoiler alert, it hasn't gotten better in 100 years. So this week, the FBI unsealed two indictments that together named more than 30 people, including current and former NBA figures, almost all of them corrupt, cheating black players recruited by organized crime, in schemes to rig high-stakes poker games and to profit from insider sports betting. Among the most eye-catching names were Portland Trailblazers head coach Chauncey Billups, a Negro, and Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier, another Negro, and former Cleveland Cavaliers player Damon Jones, yet another Negro. Authorities say the operations were not backyard screw-ups, but professional-grade criminal enterprises tied to multiple New York mafia families and exploiting modern technology and modern computerized betting markets to turn celebrity access into cold cash. What prosecutors describe is brazen and two-faceted. One indictment, the sports betting case, alleges that insider confidences about player availability and planned game conduct were trafficked to bettors who then placed targeted wagers on the player prop markets, unders, and other micro outcomes that we mentioned earlier. The other indictment, the poker scheme, portrays a crooked network of private high-stakes poker games using tampered shuffling machines, X-ray poker tables, special contact lenses, and other tools to read or manipulate cards, with organized crime muscle enforcing payment of debts. In plain language, black players stand accused of selling information and also using their prestige and big names to lure in rich suckers, while mob networks delivered cheating hardware and intimidation. The criminal mechanics were simple. In the betting indictment, prosecutors identify specific games in 2023 and 2024 where conspirators profited after receiving non-public information about when players would sit out, leave early, or otherwise underperform, precise details that converted otherwise long-odds bets into near-sure things, netting millions in profits. Night after night after night. In the poker indictment, victims were coaxed into private games by the lure of Negro ball celebrity opponents. Unbeknownst to the victims, the table they were playing on and other equipment were compromised so that the house never lost, except occasionally to make it look legitimate. Authorities say the poker fraud netted millions upon millions again and depended on the social cachet of congoid sports stars in our sick society, and on advanced cheating technology and extremely violent enforcement when victims balked at paying. Federal prosecutors walked reporters through the alleged structure and tied names to roles. Some defendants allegedly served as face cards or ropers to lure in victims. I have to admit, I have little sympathy for victims who idolize these Negro-rich habitual race mixers and degenerates as some kind of stars. But I suppose that many innocent family members of these dupes have suffered. The authorities show this is a networked criminal venture, not a series of isolated moral lapses. We are not dealing with mere individual greed. We are looking at the predictable collision between three forces. One, an explosion in quote-unquote legal, highly granular betting markets, especially player prop markets, that transform ephemeral player actions. Who knows, maybe even how many times Sports Negro number 8,942 scratches his nose in the second game before the playoffs, into high-value financial instruments. Two, the rise of charismatic stars and ex-stars worshipped by degraded and stupid white people, whose presence can be monetized as lures. And three, criminal entrepreneurs, including legacy organized crime, who specialize in turning social capital and technical fraud into cash flows. In Judaized America, those degenerate and corrupt forces were always going to find one another. The FBI's indictments, I feel certain, are just a tiny, tiny outcropping of a massive network of corruption and fraud attached to the pro sports and betting industries. Negro Ball League executives often reassure fans, telling them that education, background checks, and internal monitoring will stop betting corruption. What a joke. The problem is not just ignorance or the odd rule violation. It is the value arbitrage inevitable in the Jew-ridden, immoral, money-centered society that America has been turned into since all white people lost the war in 1945. When a single player's private knowledge can be translated into a $500,000 swing on a prop market, maybe multiple times in a single game, the incentive to monetize that knowledge through secret calls, texts, or private conversations is overwhelming to the kind of people to whom honor is an alien concept. Education won't erase that incentive. Background checks won't convert Congoids into upright citizens and moral pillars. Internal monitoring means nothing except another way to cozen the suckers in Jewish-dominated and crook-run casino land USA. The most prominent black players involved had ridiculously high salaries, suggesting there may be truth in the stereotype that such alleged humans simply blow what for a working white family would be generational, life-changing wealth. Otherwise, how could they be tempted to risk it all on some crooked schemes like these? Blackmail over some undisclosed crimes? Simple greed, or total inability to not blow it all on stupid gimcracks, drugs, and whores. Terry Rozier's salary is $26 million per year. Chauncey Billups' salary is nearly $5 million per year. Damon Jones' salary during his team career averaged over $4 million per year. And these guys need jobs as mob ropers? They need to fake injuries or fluff some throws over and over to get a few grand? Everyone has seen all the black faces of these corrupted players staring out at them from their telescreens for days now. I even took the risk of upsetting your appetite and putting three of them at the top of this article at nationalvanguard.org. But the FBI was careful to characterize this as an operation of what Kash Patel hilariously mispronounced as the Casa Nostra when he meant Cosa Nostra, placing the spotlight on Italian-American organized crime families. But organized crime in America has involved many, many Jewish players, too, and today's sports scandal is no exception. I don't doubt that some of the surviving Sicilian mobs were involved. By the way, my late Sicilian friend Pino Ciccala viscerally hated the mobs that misruled and hurt his people until Mussolini put an end to that. But out of 34 indictments this week, we see 12 names that suggest Italian-American ancestry. Al Jazeera reports that 13 of those indicted were somehow connected to the Cosa Nostra. We see plenty of blacks, and we also see names like Anthony Schneiderman, Nelson Alvarez, Amar Awade, Saul Becker, Eric Ernest, Marco Garzon, Jamie Gillett, Tony Goodson, Kenny Hahn, Shane Hennen, Osmond Hoti, Horatio Hu, Zen Hu, Curtis Meeks, Robert Stroud, Sophia Hui, Marvs Fairley, and Seth Trustman. It's a real multiracial dream team, and plenty of Jews among them based on names, though keeping track of these shapeshifters by name alone is seldom 100% accurate. You always miss a few in both directions. The real question isn't how corrupt American sports have become during the rise of Jewish rule over America. No. We know the answer to that question is 99 or 100%. The real question is, why are you wasting your precious minutes of life on earth watching race-mixing blacks throw balls? Why are you betting on whether they'll trip at the free throw line tonight when you could be investing that money in your family's future? You need to ask yourself these very serious questions, for it really comes down to you. The mobsters and the gamblers and the race mixers and the corrupt players and the officials who look the other way would have nothing and be nothing if it wasn't for your support. Withdraw that support now. Switch sides, for God's sake. You know in your heart that I'm right. And join us in building a new American society based on nobility and purity and honor and honesty and the eternal truth about race.